From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The head of UN peacekeeping, Hervé Ladsou, told the Security Council the situation in the capital of South Sudan remains fluid and uncertain. He spoke of the casualties after 5 days of fighting, which ended Tuesday in a tentative ceasefire.
It does seem that numerous civilians have been killed. The initial government figures report that at least 272 have been killed, including 33 civilians. But I would believe that this is only the tip of the iceberg, giving alarming reports indicating that over the last few days, many civilians were barred from reaching safer grounds, including the compounds of the United Nations.
Ladsou warned of the potential of renewed fighting, said the UN is prepared to work with the East African bloc IGAD to put together an intervention force to secure Juba to allow the country's unity government to get back with its work. In Juba, special UN representative to South Sudan, head of the UN mission in South Sudan, Ellen Margrethe Loge, met with President Salva Kiir.
As I have done publicly during the last couple of days, I urge everybody to lay down the gun and respect the ceasefire that His Excellency the President has directed, and the first vice president has approved to.
The Danish diplomat said what is needed now is a political solution. A news agency supporting Islamic State Wednesday said Abu Omar al-Shishani, known as Omar the Chechen, was killed near the Iraqi city Mosul. The U.S. Defense Department in March said Shishani had likely been killed in a U.S. airstrike in Syria. This is VOA News. Theresa May became Britain's new prime minister Wednesday, immediately put together her cabinet with a key task to carry out the will of the British people to leave the European Union following last month's referendum.
We are living through an important moment in our country's history. Following the referendum, we face a time of great national change. And I know, because we're Great Britain, that we will rise to the challenge.
In a surprise choice, she named former London Mayor Boris Johnson as Foreign Secretary, Johnson among the leaders of the campaign to leave the EU. She also appointed other so-called Brexit supporters to major posts, including former Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond as Chancellor of the Exchequer. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry heads to Moscow Thursday in an attempt to engage Russia on ways to end fighting in Syria. Kerry to meet his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov, possibly President Vladimir Putin. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Wednesday said his goal is to try to resuscitate the cessation of hostilities.
We are yet again going to Russia to try to get its buy-in on a process that can lead to a nationwide ceasefire or cessation of hostilities. We haven't seen that thus far, but we're having another go at this. The Secretary's been very clear about the fact that, you know, they've not lived up to their commitments so far in terms of exerting influence on the regime to stop these ongoing attacks on opposition forces who are adhering to the cessation of hostilities.
Meanwhile, the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says nearly 30 people were killed in separate airstrikes Wednesday targeting rebel-held towns. A senior Burundian member of the East African Legislative Assembly was shot dead Wednesday in the capital Bujumbura in what was described by authorities as an assassination. Hafsa Mosi also served as the country's former minister for East African Affairs. The country has been in turmoil since President Pierre Nkurunziza decided a year ago to seek a third term. Israel has opened a second crossing point in Gaza for the first time since 2007. The opening of the Eretz terminal follows growing complaints about congestion at the other crossing point. A U.S. judge sentenced a Chinese national Su Bin to 46 months in prison for conspiring with two unnamed hackers in China to hack into computers of major American defense contractors and smuggle information to China. Japan's Nikkei stock index advanced Thursday as the yen continues to weaken, making Japanese exports cheaper. Meanwhile, U.S. stocks Wednesday inched up to new record levels, continuing a rally seen since last Friday's encouraging U.S. jobs report. And the U.S. Central Bank said the U.S. economy is still growing at a modest pace, although there is a slowdown in consumer spending. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.